So here's a very interesting story. This caught my eye today because, you know, I've been kind of obsessed with Demi Lovato lately because since her drug overdose, the way she has bounced back is pretty amazing. Like, she's coming out with music. She's being honest and open about everything she's been going through. I mean, she is right there with all that stuff. And if you remember, she kind of started out. Remember, she was like she was a Disney chick and she started out, you know, it's not like television is so unusual for her. But this is unusual. Listen to this. She has a new TV series that, let's see, who, I think NBC, they ordered a pilot of it. It's a comedy about eating disorders.
Because that's hilarious.
Right. That's what I said. I was like, wait, what? It's okay. So she's going to star in it. It's titled Hungry, which that's pretty clever. And it's going to follow friends who belong to a food issues group, and they help each other as they look for love and success in their work and the perfect thing in the fridge that's going to make it all better and that kind of thing. And of course, you know, her manager, who needs to have a finger in everything and take everyone's money, Scooter Braun, he's involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be produced by the people who did Will and Grace and Hot in Cleveland. So if it gets greenlit, they're doing a pilot right now. If it gets greenlit, then this is going to be her first regular TV role since Sunny with a Chance, which was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So my only concern is this. Like, I love this idea, and I love the fact that people like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez are producing television, you know, because I think they have a voice, and sometimes it's music and sometimes it's some other way. Selena Gomez is producing all these things. Demi Lovato is going to star in this. And I'm just afraid that once she's working like crazy again, this is what triggered her last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's in therapy and I'm sure she's being taken care of. But stress is one of the big triggers when you have when you're post drug problem and when you have eating disorders and stuff like that. So she's just, for me, I'm worried that she's creating more of an environment for herself that's going to make things harder.
Yeah, but then she's more in the spotlight too, so more people are watching her. The showrunner has to watch her. There's more people involved in that.
No, but there was people involved last time. I mean, her career was at its peak. She was doing amazing. She had hit after hit, and she had just come off a tour. You know, I mean, she was doing really well. And then we heard that she nearly died from a drug overdose. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not her therapist. I don't know her, but I'd be like, girl, maybe too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just produce it and don't star in it right now. I don't know.
Rob wants to know, would you switch teams for Demi? And I say no.
Nah, she's not my type.
Yeah, she's
pink.
More
pink is my type.
You Pink, Kelly Clarkson, you like a different type. I think Taylor Swift, you would.
No, she's too young. It'd be weird.
All right. So, but Pink is fine.
Yeah, because Pink is age appropriate.
Right.
You know, she's age appropriate. You know, she's not too much older. She's like perfect age, whatever.
Pink would hurt you.
I know.
See, that's
probably good.
Yeah, that's the thing. She'd wear you out.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Kelly Clarkson wouldn't.
Nah, she's not really my type. She's too wholesome. Even though she likes to talk dirty and say these outrageous things, it comes across very like, you know, I'm edgy. Whereas Pink is the genuine article. I mean, she is all those things.
Yeah, Pink has toys.
Oh, you know not just toys. She probably has a whole drawer full.
She's coming in with a hard hat. I mean,
oh, that's right.
And a basket full of things.
And a tool belt. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like that's scary. It's Joan Jett and Pink that would hurt you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Absolutely.
James said Pink would be perfect for Goop.
Right? I think we would have a great relationship. Remember, the two people that I would switch teams for are Drew Barrymore.
Right.
And Pink. Those are my two girls.
I would rather have Drew.
You know, the thing about Drew, I grew up with Drew and I like watching her show once in a while, but she's getting a little too spiritual, you know, and I don't know if it's an act or if that's really who she is, but I feel like a lot of Hollywood people kind of come to that sort of like, I just need the positive energy and I need to like put out into the universe. And, you know, when the moon is in retrograde, I kind of like to drink this sort of tea. She's very.
That's a phase too.
Yeah, she's become
gone
a lot
through
like
a lot of phases.
I know. This, life. I mean, of all phases, this is a good one to go through. But it's a little out there for me. Whereas Pink is a lot more like she's down to earth. She's realistic. She will hurt you. She's going to come in the bedroom and tell you what she wants.
Pink would do Cooper harder than most guys would. Yeah,
that's probably true.
See, and I have to go with Drew because I don't think Drew would hurt me. I think Pink would leave bruises.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. can see throwing up my arms a week into it. Going, I can't. Stop. I'm done. I can't hang. There's no way I can do this.
I would have to call Drew Barrymore and be like, listen, I'm banging Pink right now. What's all this juice you're drinking? Because I need some of your energy. And what's that tea? Because I need it right now.
And you need to come over here now and take some of this off of me. So if you can, Cooper would have to have a safe word with Pink.
What would be my safe word with Pink? What would be,
stop.
Color.
Stop.
Blue.
Stop is my safe word. You can't say
that's actually not a good safe word because some people like when you say stop, they think it's like, you know,
when
stop.
I say stop.
No, you can't. That's why the safe word has to be something unusual, like banana daiquiri. Something
yeah, but
you would
I'm
never
gonna forget
say.
It. And that's the bad thing. I'm not going to remember that. I'm going to remember uncle or stop. We'll just go with uncle. Uncle, stop. Banana daiquiri is not going to come to mind when you're stepping on my nuts.
That's the point. You're supposed to come up with something that's so unusual. They know, because a lot of times if you're, let's say you're into S&M and you might say stop, but the person knows you don't really mean stop, you know, and so you can't make a safe word stop because you might just say stop. So you have to make the safe word something that takes you out of the whole thing, you know, because stop, maybe not, you know, convincing, but banana daiquiri.